We are now on tape number 3 as we continue to memorize Bible verses. Let's begin with the subject of tithing. Deuteronomy 8 verse 18, "But thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for it is he that giveth thee power to get wealth, that he may establish his covenant which he sware unto thy fathers as it is this day." Deuteronomy 8 verse 18, "But thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for it is he that giveth thee power to get wealth, that he may establish his covenant which he sware unto thy fathers as it is this day." Deuteronomy 8 verse 18. Psalm 24 verse 1, "The earth is the Lord's, and the fullness thereof, the world, and they that dwell therein." Psalm 24, verse 1. "The earth is the Lord's, and the fullness thereof, the world, and they that dwell therein." Psalm 24, verse 1. Psalm 96, verse 8. "Give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering, and come into his courts." Psalm 96, verse 8. "Give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering, and come into his courts." Psalm 96, verse 8. Numbers 18, verse 21. "And behold, I have given the children of Levi all the tenth in Israel for an inheritance, for their service which they serve, even the service of the tabernacle of the congregation." Numbers 18, verse 21. "And behold, I have given the children of Levi all the tenth in Israel for an inheritance, for their service which they serve, even the service of the tabernacle of the congregation." Numbers 18, verse 21. Malachi 3, verse 8 and 9. "Will a man rob God? Yet ye have robbed me. But you say, wherein have we robbed thee? In tithes and offerings. You are cursed with a curse, for you have robbed me, even this whole nation." Malachi 3, verse 8 and 9. "Will a man rob God? Yet ye have robbed me. But you say, wherein have we robbed thee? In tithes and offerings. You are cursed with a curse, for you have robbed me, even this whole nation." Malachi 3, verses 8 and 9. Malachi 3, verse 10. "Bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in mine house, and prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it." Malachi 3, verse 10. "Bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in mine house, and prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it." Malachi 3, verse 10. Genesis 28, verse 22. "And this stone, which I have set for a pillar, shall be for God's house, and of all that thou shalt give me, I will surely give the tenth unto thee." Genesis 28, verse 22. "And this stone, which I have set for a pillar, shall be God's house, and of all that thou shalt give me, I will surely give the tenth unto thee." Genesis 28, verse 22. Deuteronomy 14, verse 22. "Thou shalt truly tithe all the increase of thy seed, that the field bringeth forth year by year. Deuteronomy 14, verse 22. Thou shalt truly tithe all the increase of thy seed, that the field bringeth forth year by year. Deuteronomy 14, verse 22. Leviticus 27, verses 30 and 32. And all the tithe of the land, whether of the seed of the land or the fruit of the tree, is the Lord's. It is holy unto the Lord. And concerning the tithe of the herd or of the flock, even of whatsoever passeth under the rod, the tenth shall be holy unto the Lord. Leviticus 27, verses 30 and 32. And all the tithe of the land, whether of the seed of the land or the fruit of the tree, is the Lord's. It is holy unto the Lord. And concerning the tithe of the herd, or of the flock, even of whatsoever passeth under the rod, the tenth shall be holy unto the Lord. Leviticus 27, verses 30 and 32. Our next subject is the subject of the judgment. Ecclesiastes 3, verse 17. God shall judge the righteous and the wicked, for there is a time there for every purpose and for every work. Ecclesiastes 3, verse 17. God shall judge the righteous and the wicked, for there is a time there for every purpose and for every work. Ecclesiastes 3, verse 17. Acts 17, verse 31. Because he hath appointed a day in the which he will judge the world. Acts 17, 31. Because he hath appointed a day in the which he will judge the world. Acts 17, verse 31. Romans 14, verse 12. So then, every one of us shall give account of himself to God. Romans 14, verse 12. So then, every one of us shall give account of himself to God. Romans 14, verse 12. Luke 8, verse 17. For nothing is secret that shall not be made manifest, neither anything hid that shall not be known and come abroad. Luke 8, verse 17. For nothing is secret that shall not be made manifest, neither anything hid that shall not be known and come abroad. Luke 8, verse 17. Revelation 20, verses 12 and 15. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were opened, and another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books, according to their works. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. Revelation 20, verses 12 and 15. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were opened, and another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books, according to their works. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. Revelation 20, verses 12 and 15. James 2, verses 10 and 12. For whosoever shall keep the whole law, and yet offend in one point, he is guilty of all. So speak ye, and so do, as they that shall be judged by the law of liberty. James 2, verses 10 and 12. For whosoever shall keep the whole law, and yet offend in one point, he is guilty of all. So speak ye, and so do, as they that shall be judged by the law of liberty. James 2, 10 and 12. Proverbs 28, verse 13. He that covereth his sins shall not prosper, but whoso confesseth and forsaketh them shall have mercy. Proverbs 28, verse 13. He that covereth his sin shall not prosper, but whoso confesseth and forsaketh them shall have mercy. Proverbs 28, verse 13. 1 John 2, verse 1. My little children, these things write I unto you, that ye sin not. And if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. 1 John 2, verse 1. My little children, these things write I unto you, that ye sin not. And if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. 1 John 2, verse 1. Our next subject is the subject of spiritual gifts, the gift of prophecy. 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 20. Despise not prophesying. 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 20. Despise not prophesying. 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 20. Amos 3, verse 7. Surely the Lord will do nothing, but he revealeth his secret unto his servants the prophets. Amos 3, verse 7. Surely the Lord will do nothing, but he revealeth his secret unto his servants the prophets. Amos 3, verse 7. Psalm 19, verses 7 and 11. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. Moreover, by them is thy servant warned, and in keeping of them there is great reward. Psalm 19, verses 7 and 11. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. Moreover, by them is thy servant warned, and in keeping of them there is great reward. Psalm 19, 7 and 11. Revelation 12, verse 17. And the dragon was wroth with the woman, and went to make war with the remnant of her seed, which keep the commandments of God and have the testimony of Jesus Christ. Revelation 12, verse 17. And the dragon was wroth with the woman, and went to make war with the remnant of her seed, which keep the commandments of God and have the testimony of Jesus Christ. Revelation 12, verse 17. Revelation 19, verse 10. For the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. Revelation 19, verse 10. For the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. Revelation 19, verse 10. 1 John 4, and verse 1. Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world. 1 John 4, verse 1. Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world. 1 John 4, verse 1. First Corinthians 12, verse 28. And God has set some in the church. First apostles, secondarily prophets, thirdly teachers, after that miracles, then gifts of healings, helps, governments, diversities of tongues. 1 Corinthians 12, verse 28. And God hath set some in the church, first apostles, secondarily prophets, thirdly teachers, after that miracles, then gifts of healings, helps, governments, diversities of tongues. 1 Corinthians 12, verse 28. Ephesians 4, verses 11 through 13. And he gave some apostles, and some prophets, and some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers, for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come in the unity of the faith, and of the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. Ephesians 4, verses 11 through 13. And he gave some apostles, and some prophets, and some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers, for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. Ephesians 4, verses 11 through 13. 2 Chronicles 36, verses 15 and 16. And the Lord God of their fathers sent to them by his messengers, rising up betimes and sending, because he had compassion on his people and on his dwelling place. But they mocked the messengers of God, and despised his word, and misused his prophets, until the wrath of the Lord arose against his people, till there was no remedy. 2 Chronicles 36, verses 15 and 16. And the Lord God of their fathers sent to them by his messengers, rising up betimes and sending, because he had compassion on his people and on his dwelling place. But they mocked the messengers of God, and despised his words, and misused his prophets, until the wrath of the Lord arose against his people, till there was no remedy. 2 Chronicles 36, verses 15 and 16. Our next subject is the subject of health, how to take care of the body, healthful living. 3 John, verse 2. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. 3 John, verse 2. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prosper. 3 John, verse 2. Isaiah 55, verse 2. Eat ye that which is good, and let your soul delight itself in fatness. Isaiah 55, verse 2. Eat ye that which is good, and let your soul delight itself in fatness. Isaiah 55, verse 2. Exodus 23, verse 25. And ye shall serve the Lord your God, and he shall bless thy bread and thy water, and I will take sickness away from the midst of thee. Exodus 23, verse 25. And ye shall serve the Lord your God, and he shall bless thy bread and thy water, and I will take sickness away from the midst of thee. Exodus 23, verse 25. 1 Corinthians 6, verse 10. Nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God. 1 Corinthians 6, verse 10. Nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God. 1 Corinthians 6, verse 10. Proverbs 20, verse 1. Wine is a mocker, strong drink is raging, and whosoever is deceived thereby is not wise. Proverbs 20, verse 1. Wine is a mocker, strong drink is raging, and whosoever is deceived thereby is not wise. Proverbs 20, verse 1. Corinthians 6, verses 19 and 20. What? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost which is in you, which you have of God, and you are not your own? For ye are bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. 1 Corinthians 6, verses 19 and 20. What? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which you have of God, and ye are not your own? For ye are bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. 1 Corinthians 6, 19 and 20. 1 Corinthians 3, verses 16 and 17. Know ye not that ye are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you? If any man defile the temple of God, him shall God destroy, for the temple of God is holy, which temple ye are. 1 Corinthians 3, verses 16 and 17. Know ye not that ye are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you? If any man defile the temple of God, him shall God destroy, for the temple of God is holy, which temple ye are. 1 Corinthians 3, 16 and 17. Proverbs 23, verse 2. And put a knife to thy throat, if thou be a man given to appetite. Proverbs 23, verse 2. And put a knife to thy throat, if thou be a man given to appetite. Proverbs 23, verse 2. Leviticus 11, verse 26. The carcasses of every beast which divideth the hoof, and is not cloven-footed, nor cheweth the cud, are unclean unto you. Every one that toucheth them shall be unclean. Leviticus 11, verse 26. The carcasses of every beast which divideth the hoof, and is not cloven-footed, nor cheweth the cud, are unclean unto you. Every one that toucheth them shall be unclean. Leviticus 11, verse 26. Leviticus 11, verse 7. And the swine, though he divide the hoof and be cloven-footed, yet he cheweth not the cud, he is unclean to you. Leviticus 11, verse 7. And the swine, though he divide the hoof and be cloven-footed, yet he cheweth not the cud, he is unclean to you. Leviticus 11, verse 7. Isaiah 66, verse 17. They that sanctify themselves and purify themselves in the gardens behind one tree in the midst, eating swine's flesh, and the abomination and the mouse shall be consumed together, saith the Lord. Isaiah 66, verse 17. They that sanctify themselves and purify themselves in the gardens behind one tree in the midst, eating swine's flesh, and the abomination and the mouse shall be consumed together, saith the Lord. Isaiah 66, verse 17. Leviticus 3, verse 17. It shall be a perpetual statute for your generations throughout all your dwellings that you eat neither fat nor blood. Leviticus 3, verse 17. It shall be a perpetual statute for your generations throughout all your dwellings that you eat neither fat nor blood. Leviticus 3, verse 17. Genesis 7, verse 2. Of every clean beast thou shalt take to thee by sevens, the male and his female, and of beasts that are not clean by two, the male and his female. Genesis 7, verse 2. Of every clean beast thou shalt take to thee by sevens, the male and his female, and of beasts that are not clean by two, the male and his female. Genesis 7, verse 2. Genesis 1, verse 29. And God said, Behold, I have given you every herb-bearing seed which is upon the face of all the earth, and every tree in the which is the fruit of a tree yielding seed. To you it shall be for meat. Genesis 1, verse 29. And God said, Behold, I have given you every herb-bearing seed which is upon the face of all the earth, and every tree in the which is the fruit of a tree yielding seed. To you it shall be for meat. Genesis 1, verse 29. Genesis 2, verse 16. And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, Of every tree of the garden thou mayest freely eat. Genesis 2, verse 16. And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, Of every tree of the garden thou mayest freely eat. Genesis 2, verse 16. Genesis 3, verse 18. Thorns also and thistles shall it bring forth to thee, and thou shalt eat the herb of the field. Genesis 3, verse 18. Thorns also and thistles shall it bring forth to thee, and thou shalt eat the herb of the field. Genesis 3, verse 18. 1 Corinthians 10, verse 31. Whether therefore ye eat, or drink, or whatsoever ye do, do all to the glory of God. 1 Corinthians 10, verse 31. Whether therefore ye eat, or drink, or whatsoever ye do, do all to the glory of God. 1 Corinthians 10, verse 31. Our next subject for memorizing is the subject of foot washing and communion. John 13, verses 12 through 15. So after he had washed their feet, and had taken his garments, and was set down again, he said unto them, Know ye what I have done to you? You call me Master and Lord, and ye say, Well, for so I am. If I then, your Lord and Master, have washed your feet, ye also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have given you an example, that you should do as I have done to you. John 13, verses 12 through 15. So after he had washed their feet and had taken his garment and was set down again, he said unto them, Know ye what I have done to you? Ye call me Master and Lord, and ye say, Well, for so I am. If I then, your Lord and Master, have washed your feet, ye also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have given you an example, that ye should do as I have done to you. John 13:12-15. Matthew 26:26-28. And as they were eating, Jesus took bread, and blessed it, and brake it, and gave it to the disciples, and said, Take, eat, this is my body. And he took the cup, and gave thanks, and gave it to them, saying, Drink ye all of it. For this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remission of sins. Matthew 26:26-28. And as they were eating, Jesus took bread, and blessed it, and brake it, and gave it to the disciples, and said, Take, eat, this is my body. And he took the cup, and gave thanks, and gave it to them, saying, Drink ye all of it. For this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remission of sin. Matthew 26:26-28. Let us continue to memorize Bible verses, continuing to remember, ask the Holy Spirit to guide you as you memorize and study His precious Word. The subject is baptism. Matthew 28:19. Go ye therefore, and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Matthew 28:19. Go ye therefore, and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Matthew 28:19. Mark 16:15-16. And he said unto them, Go ye into all the world, and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. Mark 16:15-16. And he said unto them, Go ye into all the world, and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. Mark 16:15-16. Acts 2:38. Then Peter said unto them, Repent, and be baptized every one of you in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Acts 2:38. Then Peter said unto them, Repent, and be baptized every one of you in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Acts 2:38. Acts 8:12. But when they believed Philip, preaching the things concerning the kingdom of God and the name of Jesus Christ, they were baptized, both men and women. Acts 8:12. But when they believed Philip, preaching the things concerning the kingdom of God and the name of Jesus Christ, they were baptized, both men and women. Acts 8:12. Acts 22:16. And now why tarriest thou? Arise, and be baptized, and wash away thy sins, calling on the name of the Lord. Acts 22:16. And now Why tarriest thou? Arise, and be baptized, and wash away thy sins, calling on the name of the Lord. Acts 22, verse 16. Acts 8, verse 38. And he commanded the chariot to stand still. And they went down both into the water, both Philip and the eunuch, and he baptized him. Acts 8, verse 38. And he commanded the chariot to stand still. And they went down both into the water, both Philip and the eunuch, and he baptized him. Acts 8, verse 38. Matthew 3, verses 13 and 16. Then cometh Jesus from Galilee to Jordan unto John to be baptized of him. And Jesus, when he was baptized, went up straightway out of the water. Matthew 3, verses 13 and 16. Then cometh Jesus from Galilee to Jordan unto John to be baptized of him. And Jesus, when he was baptized, went up straightway out of the water. Matthew 3, 13 and 16. Galatians 3, verse 27. For as many of you as have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ. Galatians 3, verse 27. For as many of you as have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ. Galatians 3, verse 27. Colossians 3, verse 15. Ye are called in one body. Colossians 3, verse 15. Ye are called in one body. Colossians 3, verse 15. Colossians 1, verse 18. And he is the head of the body, the church. Colossians 1, verse 18. And he, Jesus, is the head of the body, the church. Colossians 1, verse 18. Ephesians 5, verse 23. Christ is the head of the church, and he is the Savior of the body. Ephesians 5, verse 23. Christ is the head of the church, and he is the Savior of the body. Ephesians 5, verse 23. 1 Corinthians 12, verses 12 through 14, and verse 27. For as the body is one, and hath many members, and all the members of that one body, being many, are one body, so also is Christ. For by one Spirit are we all baptized into one body, whether we be Jews or Gentiles, whether we be bond or free, and have all been made to drink into one Spirit. For the body is not one member, but many. Now you are the body of Christ, and members in particular. 1 Corinthians 12, verses 12 through 14, and verse 27. For as the body is one, and hath many members, and all the members of that one body, being many, are one body, so also is Christ. For by one Spirit are we all baptized into one body, whether we be Jews or Gentiles, whether we be bond or free, and have all been made to drink into one Spirit. For the body is not one member, but many. Now ye are the body of Christ, and members in particular. 1 Corinthians 12, verses 12 through 14, and verse 27. Our next subject to memorize is the subject, working for God. Matthew 28, verses 19 and 20. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. Matthew 28, verses 19 and 20. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. Matthew 28, verses 19 and 20. Mark 8, verse 38. Whosoever therefore shall be ashamed of me and of my words in this adulterous and sinful generation, of him also shall the Son of Man be ashamed when he cometh in the glory of his Father with the holy angels. Mark 8, verse 38. Whosoever therefore shall be ashamed of me and of my words in this adulterous and sinful generation, of him also shall the Son of Man be ashamed when he cometh in the glory of his Father with the holy angels. Mark 8, verse 38. Amos 6, verse 1. Woe to them that are at ease. Amos 6, verse 1. Woe to them that are at ease. Amos 6, verse 1. Revelation 3, verses 15 and 16. I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot. I would thou wert cold or hot. So then, because thou art lukewarm, and neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth. Revelation 3, verses 15 and 16. I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot. I would that thou wert cold or hot. So then, because thou art lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth. Revelation 3, verses 15 and 16. Matthew 9, verse 37 and 38. Then saith he unto his disciples, the harvest truly is plenteous, but the laborers are few. Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest, that he will send forth laborers into his harvest. Matthew 9, verses 37 and 38. Then saith he unto his disciples, the harvest truly is plenteous, but the laborers are few. Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest, that he will send forth laborers into his harvest. Matthew 9, verses 37 and 38. Psalm 126, verses 5 and 6. They that sow in tears shall reap in joy. He that goeth forth and weepeth, bearing precious seed, shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with him. Psalm 126, verses 5 and 6. They that sow in tears shall reap in joy. He that goeth forth and weepeth, bearing precious seed, shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with him. Psalm 126, verse 5 and 6. John 15, verse 5. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me ye can do nothing. John 15, verse 5. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me ye can do nothing. John 15, verse 5. John 15, verse 20. If they have persecuted me, they will also persecute you. If they have kept my saying, they will keep yours also. John 15, verse 20. If they have persecuted me, they will also persecute you. If they have kept my saying, they will keep yours also. John 15, verse 20. Luke 17, verse 10. When ye shall have done all those things which are commanded you, say, we are unprofitable servants. We have done that which was our duty to do. Luke 17, verse 10. When ye shall have done all those things which are commanded you, say, we are unprofitable servants. We have done that which was our duty to do. Luke 17, verse 10. Acts 5, verse 39. But if it be of God, ye cannot overthrow it, lest happily ye be found even to fight against God. Acts 5, verse 39. But if it be of God, ye cannot overthrow it, lest happily ye be found even to fight against God. Acts 5, verse 39. John 14, verse 12. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. John 14, verse 12. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. John 14, verse 12. We have finished memorizing our Bible verses. Now let's quickly review and find out what we have learned from memorizing these verses. Number one, salvation comes by receiving Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Number two, Jesus Christ is the Creator of all things. Number three, the Bible from Genesis to Revelation is binding today, and God speaks to us through His Word. Number four, we can talk with God as to a friend through prayer. Number five, the signs of the time show us that Jesus is coming in our generation. 8 points you need to know about His coming. Number one, more angels than you can count are coming with the Lord. Number two, He is coming in the clouds and every eye shall see Him. Number three, the dead in Christ rise first. Number four, righteous living are caught up with them to meet the Lord in the air. Number five, the wicked living are destroyed. Number six, the wicked dead stay in the grave 1,000 years. Number seven, the righteous reign with Christ in heaven 1,000 years. And number eight, Christ will not touch this earth till after the 1,000 years, when sin and sinners have been destroyed and the earth purified. The sixth thing we've learned is this. Number six, the 1,000 years in heaven will be spent with God, vindicating God. The saints will look through the books and judge the wicked dead who have already sealed their destiny. Satan will be as if he is bound on this earth with no one to tempt during the millennium. Number seven, after 1,000 years, God's people descend from heaven with the New Jerusalem. The wicked are raised, and during their attack on the holy city, are destroyed in a rain of fire and brimstone, God then creates a beautiful new earth for the redeemed saints. Number 8. Old Testament people were saved by grace, just like people of today. The Ten Commandments are binding today, and all who truly love God will obey them. Number 9. The fourth commandment is about the Sabbath, which is Saturday, the seventh day of the week. All people under grace will keep the Sabbath. Number 10. There are only 9 verses in the Bible which refer to the first day of the week, Sunday, and none of them make that a holy day. Number 11. Daniel chapter 2 takes us from Babylon, 606 B.C., represented by the head of gold, to Medo Persia, 539 B.C., represented by the chest of silver, to Greece, 331 B.C., represented by the thighs of brass, to Rome, 168 B.C., represented by the legs of iron, to Rome divided in 476 A.D., represented by the feet, part of iron, and part of clay, all the way down to the second coming of Jesus, represented by the rock cut out of the mountain. Number 12. The mark of the beast is keeping a man-made law contrary to God's Ten Commandments. One day soon, man will have to make a final decision for or against God's Ten Commandments. Number 13. God's people will keep the Ten Commandments, including the seventh-day Sabbath. Number 14. Apostate people, false people, will preach against the Ten Commandments and will not keep the true Sabbath of God. Number 15. A person must be born again, change from his old ways, and live a clean life. This experience comes only by the working of the Holy Spirit upon the heart. Number 16. The Sabbath is to be kept from Friday sunset to Saturday sunset. It is a holy day. Number 17. Marriage is beautiful, a happy relationship between man and woman, and divorce God hates. Number 18. When a person dies, he rests in the grave till Jesus comes. Number 19. Hell takes place on this earth 1,000 years after the second coming of Jesus. Man burns according to his sin, and he will burn till he turns to ashes and consumes away. Number 20. A true Christian will be in the world, but not of the world. A Christian's inner experience will be reflected by the dress, words, and actions. Number 21. We rob God when we don't give 10% of our income and give offerings as we are able. Number 22. Everything we say, do, or think will be held against us in the judgment. The only way of escape is by confessing our sin and receiving Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Number 23. The spirit of prophecy is one of the marks of God's last day church. 1 Corinthians 12, 1 through 28 says the church is to come behind in no gift, and the presence of the gift of the spirit of prophecy is to be one of the identifying marks of the remnant church. The spirit of prophecy writings are not to take the place of the Bible, but to lead people to the study of God's Word. Number 24. The body is the temple of the Holy Spirit, and we should care for it in what we eat, drink, or whatever we do. Number 25. The ordinance of foot washing is a mark of following Jesus. Number 26. Baptism is a sign that we are washing our sins away and allowing Jesus to dwell in us. We become a member of His church by baptism. Number 27. Every born-again Christian who has been baptized will be a worker for God, leading others to the baptismal pool. I pray that, friends, you'll take these 27 subjects and place them, let God place them in your mind and in your hearts. Memorize these Bible verses. Be able to give an answer to those who ask you a question. And if you have not already been baptized by the true mode of baptism, immersion, I pray that you'll take these things, apply them to your life, and make that needed preparation to follow Jesus completely. God bless you, and may you continue to study and search the Scriptures, for in them ye think ye have eternal life, and they testify of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. God bless you, and please allow the Holy Spirit, ask the Holy Spirit to guide you as you memorize, is my prayer in the name of Jesus. Amen.
You have been listening to another special American Christian Ministries presentation. This is a digital recording for optimum sound quality. International copyright 2008, all rights reserved. To order a copy of this or other presentations, or for a free catalog, please call toll-free 800-233-4450. International calls dial 717-652-7000. You may also order from our secure website at www.AmericanChristianMinistries.org. There you will discover the largest selection of authentic Adventist preaching available. You can trust ACM. There is no compromise here. If American Christian Ministries has been a blessing to you, why not take a moment just now and send us a note or an email with your testimony? We'll share it with our speakers and volunteer workers to encourage them. Your prayers and continued financial support are very important to ensure the continuation of this ministry as we help prepare America and the world to meet Jesus Christ. He's coming soon.